Okay, good evening. I'd like to call the Wednesday, December 19th, 2018 meeting of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Director Karen Ray Rusin, here. Director Barbara Nichols.
Here.
And Chair Linda Austin.
Here. Okay, will you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome our new board member, Mayor Ray from Rio Grande.
Thank you.
Nice to have you on board. I'll go to agenda review. Is there anything change on the agenda?
Okay. Nothing for me.
All right. Then I will open to public comment for items not on the agenda.
Good evening and happy holidays. I am Julie Tacker. We have a new board, which maybe we can get over the juggernaut that we seem to have been stuck behind. I don't even know if that's a metaphor, but the board needs to rescind the censure of Mayor Hill. This board needs to censure Mayor Scholes. This board needs to correct the record as was stated by Mary Lucy. We have a new administrator, and tonight on your agenda you are seeing the policies and procedures manual back at last. What also needs to come back to your board is the potential to expand the board beyond the three board members. I find it, and I'm sure you will, Ms. Ray, as a new board member, you will find it difficult to work with fellow board members when this is the only place you can talk to them about this district. So when you expand the board, you can at least engage with one other. And I encourage you to again, re-agendize that. I believe the citizenry of the South County is in favor of that. And if you don't consider it, I do know that it does take special legislation. That is easy to get if you have your legislator and your board in agreement. But I think the South County as a whole would appreciate that. And if you don't do it, I believe that the citizens could do it through an initiative. But why would you make them do that? So have a public hearing. Maybe have a full meeting with all board members from all three communities. So a big joint meeting, maybe at the regional center. Something where you can talk about this in a huge, expansive discussion. But I think the time has come. The recommendation from 1984 from the grand jury was that this district expand beyond three board members.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Good evening. Brad Snook. I'm the chair of our county's chapter of the Surfrider Foundation. Happy holidays. I've been engaging with the district, as our chapter has, regarding the brine discharge program. The brine discharge program is something that the users, the brine dischargers, pay for. So ratepayers don't pay less on our rates because we allow people to come in and dump their brine, use our ocean outfall to discharge brine. we're supposed to break even as ratepayers here in the district for the brine discharge program. To administer the brine discharge program has become more and more problematic as the discharge program has grown. And as you understand more about how the brine discharge program is conducted, you can understand why there are potential problems. Some of that brine is filtered through tertiary treatment. And that tertiary treatment is filtered for sewage plants, for water reclamation. As part of that filtered material, some of that is microplastics. So here in our own plant, since we don't do tertiary treatment, all of the microplastics that are caught up in the system just go through the system. The bigger parts are caught up sometimes in the biosolids, sorted out. Others might be filtered, but the smaller stuff just passes right through. When we do our own tertiary treatment for recycling water, we're going to be filtering out smaller and smaller pieces of plastic, and we're going to have to do something with that plastic. Our solution to that is to landfall that, because that's what happens when you clean out your dryer filter. All that stuff goes. You don't go and throw that in the ocean, do you? No, you don't. Okay, so as we learn more about this, and as hopefully the members of the sanitation district here engage your draft discharger's permit and start asking questions of staff to learn more about that, I think you'll find that the brine discharge program isn't worth having anymore. So we're engaging the process with the regional board to get the studies done as far as the truck traffic goes. And the letter to that has been submitted to the district, and Mr. Gent can provide that for you. And thank you for the notes on the minutes saying that the letter has been set aside. I urge the board members to read over the letter and potentially to attend the hearing that will be either January 31st or February 1st, if that isn't put off to some later date. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Good evening, board. My name is Mary Lucy from Oceano. It's nice to see new faces, new leadership up at the table. I'd like to bring back to your attention the discrepancies in how the district bills the different partners. There are three partners were to be treated equal, Arroyo Grande equal to Oceano, Oceano equal to everybody else, and a past director proposed that Oceano be sent over to the county tax collectors and that our sewer charges would be attached to our property taxes. And the deal was, and Mr. Scholes was led to believe, that the other two cities would follow Oceano. Well, since then, it's been 3 years. Oceano was adamantly opposed to being separated off from our partners and being sent to another billing agency. It's a hardship on our community. You know, we're supposed to be equal partners in this venture. And Oceano has burdened housing the plant since its beginning of existence, which we have, that has restricted some of our land use, that has decreased property values around the plant. Nobody really, that's not a selling point with real estate. So we really carried a lot of the burden just having the plant in our small jurisdiction. And then to be isolated off from our other partners and our fees be attached to our property taxes is another hardship. Because the city of Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach, they get billed every other month. Oceano gets slammed twice a year, which is an additional 300 and something on each tax bill. And we are a working class poor area, and it is sometimes it's when you're living from paycheck to paycheck, you know, it's easier to handle the smaller payments versus holiday season, property taxes, and a sewer bill on top of that. We were adamantly opposed to being singled out away from our other two partners, but Director Hill insisted on it, and Mr. Scholes went along with it. And so I'd like you to bring that back to your board, look at it, and see if it's fair and equitable, because it has impacted our property values quite a bit in that area. So I just thought that maybe you'd consider it for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Good evening, Board. Jim Hill from Arroyo Grande. I wasn't going to speak tonight, but I kind of feel compelled to after the last public comment. I note that the Oceano CSD, with the leadership of Mary Lucy at the time, refused to pass the collections for the sanitation district through to the sanitation district, which was why the tax rolls there were availed to collect the remuneration from the community of Oceano at the time. And to the best of my knowledge, the full restitution for that is yet to be received, although most of it certainly has been. But it's important, I think, to know the background on some of these issues, as well as the current status. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else have a public comment? All right. And seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda, and that's the approval of the warrants and the approval of the meeting minutes of December 5th. So I'll put it to the board. Does anyone have any comments or questions on the consent agenda?
No. None.
Good. Okay. I don't either, so I'll open the public comment on the consent agenda. Is there any public comment? Okay, seeing none, then I'll entertain a motion. We can.
I move that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, the consent agenda passes 3-0. Okay, that moves us to item number 6, our action items. Item 6A, Jeremy, would you like to introduce this item, please?
Sure, thank you. Yes, it's my pleasure to announce a submittal of a resolution honoring Jim Hill for his outstanding service to the ratepayers of South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. And so at this time, I'd like to take any comments from members of the public.
Is there any public comment?
Good evening, I'm Julie Tacker, and I appreciate the resolution that's before you, and believe Mayor Hill deserves it wholeheartedly. I snagged some comments off of his Facebook page today from people who couldn't be here. Beatrice Spencer says, "Thank you, Jim, for all you did to make AG a better place. This is very, very much deserved." Linda Drummy, "So sad that you're no longer our mayor, but now you have a little less stress on your plate. You were amazing, honest, and so trustworthy, and really cared about the citizens of Arroyo Grande." Liette Burton says, "Thank you, Mayor Hill, for your level of excellence that will never be surpassed. The town won't be the same without you at the helm. God bless you in all you do in your future endeavors." Jan Rattery, I don't know some of these people. I don't know how they pronounce their names. "Thank you for what you have done for Arroyo Grande. Well deserved." John Lindsay, "Great job, Jim." Victoria Ramos, "Thank you for your service." Leslie Cosgrove, "Thank you for all your service, Jim. We will miss you." Linda Ostie, "Thank you, Jim Hill," with 6 exclamation points. "We appreciate your leadership." Marla Breches, "Thanks for an honest campaign and serving our wonderful AG community. The new mayor has huge shoes to fill."
Charlotte Wilson, very, very much deserved. Thank you for your service, Jim. And I know Colleen Kubel wanted to be here tonight, but is ill and couldn't be. She, too, sends her regards and support for the mayor. One of these comments, the huge shoes to fill. I'm not sure, but Mayor Hill's about 6'4" and wears a shoe about a 13 if I looked across. I might be wrong, but he has the ability that I have never seen in any other elected official to grasp the details and understand the workings, not only in your finances, but in the mechanics of certainly the plant here, and then the compassion from ribbon cuttings to Scout Eagle projects. The man has been everywhere the community has ever asked him to be. And he will be missed. His expertise will be missed. And those shoes are for all of you to fill. The district needs to fill those shoes and go forward. And he will be missed.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
Good evening. I'll make this comment as a citizen of Arroyo Grande. Brad Snook. I would say that the details are what I'll remember of Mayor Hill's representation for the city, both at the city council meetings and here at the Board of Directors for the South County Sanitation District. The mayor wasn't afraid to grind down to the details and ask some of the harder questions. There are points of turmoil in our community that he had to rise through. Some of the drama he had to put behind him and then just show that he could sit up at the desk, consider the facts, and move forward. So I think that's the type of leadership that we look for. I think it's representative of the people that are here in these cities on the central coast of California, and certainly the people that are invested in the way we conduct ourselves and the way we move forward. So I'd like to thank Mayor Hill for all his contributions, not only to the city, but to the sanitation district, and I look forward to the new board as we move forward together. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other comments?
Patricia Price of Rio Grande. I spoke up at the last South Sand meeting and at the Rio Grande City Council meeting thanking Jim Hill for his service. As I've said before, I've come to pretty much all of the meetings here at the South Sand District for the last 7 years. And it has been amazing and wonderful to watch Jim work. His ethical conduct, his truthfulness, his sincerity, and his intelligence have been amazing. And like I say, it's just been a pleasure to watch him at these meetings deal with the things that came up. It's been frustrating for me because things seem to take a lot longer than they needed to get resolved, but they seem to be fairly well resolved now. I hope we can go on, get along, work together, and make the South Sand District as strong and as transparent as possible. Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, is there any other comments? All right, seeing none, I'll turn it back over to Jeremy.
Okay, so thank you, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. It's my honor to read the resolution and recognize Jim Hill for his public service. It's not often that we get to pause and take a moment to recognize people for their public service, so I celebrate this evening. And so, therefore, Whereas the Board of Directors of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District wishes to express its appreciation to Jim Hill for his many years of service, resulting in a safe, highly efficient treatment facility, an extensive sewage system serving the communities of Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceano. And whereas Jim Hill, in his tenure as a district director, has served with distinction on the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District Board from December of 2014 through December of 2018, and served as board chairman of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District Board from January 2015 through December 2015. And whereas Jim Hill has provided his personal time, dedication, and knowledge for the benefit of the district, and whereas the district, during the tenure of Jim Hill, has accomplished many significant improvements, including the emergency repair to the influent line, installation of a grit removal system, installation of a mechanical bar screen, a biosolids handling facility, the cleaning of digester number one, and completion of the Cherry Avenue sewer bridge project. And whereas Jim Hill was involved in securing a 30-year coastal development permit for the district's $28 million wastewater redundancy project, negotiating and settling a $1 million fine imposed by the State Water Board for a sewage spill in 2010, initiating a review of past management practices, which led to the district attorney filing conflict of interest charges against the former administrator, and whereas Jim Hill's knowledge and insight are hereby recognized in assisting the district through several critical periods with respect to rates, finances, and administration, and now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District that the district recognizes the accomplishments of Jim Hill as a member and chairman of the Board of Directors and hereby commend and extend its deepest thanks and appreciations to Jim Hill for his contribution and the manner in which he has served the citizens of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors and staff of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District wishes the continued health and success of Jim Hill and his future endeavors. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Thank you. So are there any comments from the board, or do we want to make a motion on this resolution?
I move that we we adopt a resolution number 2018-400 and give Mr. Hill our good wishes and good thoughts.
I'll second, and under discussion, as awkward as it is, Jim, nobody doubts your passion, your smarts, and your dedication to this district, and I just want to say thank you for that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We'll have a roll call vote, please.
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes, it's Russom.
Russom.
That's why I keep looking at you funny. Sorry about that.
Director Barbara Nichols?
Yes.
And Chair Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hill. Are you going to do a presentation? Sure. To come, probably should have had him come forward.
The sign of the official one. Here is your clock recognizing your board service. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you to all of the members of the board. I wish the board great continued success. You have challenges, of course, continuing the redundancy project and so forth, but you have an excellent district administrator and excellent, outstanding district staff, and I'm very confident that this board, with those excellent players to assist, will have great success going forward. So I wish you all the best, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Why don't we take a 5-minute break? Okay. Maybe if somebody wants to tell me. To item number 6B, personal policy manual update. Do you have a staff report for that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, so Jeremy Gent, District Administrator, before you this evening is a recommendation to adopt resolution number 2018-401, amending and updating the district's personnel policy manual. The personnel policy manual was created to provide consistency in handling personnel matters for the district. And from time to time, on an as-needed basis, there's modifications made to personnel practices and policies, both by legislation or MOUs with our union. And as part of that, it's important to occasionally come back and circle around and do a comprehensive update to the manual, which was the undertaking that the board and the district has been involved in over the past 18 months. And this is the final work product. The board provided a final review in June 6th of 2018, and with those final round of comments, this is the manual that's compiled and before you for receive and file this evening. And Alicia Laura was our HR analyst or consultant that we hired to assist us in preparing the PPM, and she's here this evening to answer questions if we have specific questions about the document. And with that, I'll turn it back over to your board.
All right, thank you. Do you have any comment? Anything?
No, for me it was more familiarizing myself with all of the manual itself, so I stand on the shoulders of those that came before me in getting this ready. So thank you.
Barbara, do you have any comment?
I have no commentary other than to say I'm really glad that this is
nice to see it.
Project has finished.
I remember
sure
the pain.
You are too.
I was going through it, so yeah, I'm glad to see it.
I do have a question. Can we keep the manual? Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, is there any public comment on the policy and procedure manual?
Julie Tacker again, and I still think there's problems with your nepotism policy. It's rather draconian. But then there was a section that I particularly focused on, and I'll take you to it. It is section 5070, where it talks about... Well, it's throughout the section, there are references to the chair and the ability of the chair or the chair's designee in the event of a complaint. And I said this at the time when your board went through this, and I'll say it again, is that you are all equals. And when there comes a situation that... someone is making a complaint on your staff about, this is generally about the administrator, or just doesn't feel comfortable going to the administrator, they should be able to go to either or any one of you. And the way the policy is written is says that they can either go to the district administrator or the chair if the complaint is about the district administrator. And I just am not comfortable with that because you are all equal. And sometimes your staff will have a better rapport with one or another of you. And going to the chair is not necessarily the best avenue for them. So throughout this section, it continues to refer to going to the chair and that the chair will then somehow... engage the next step. The chair has no authority to spend any of your district's fund. Not one single person on your board does. And whatever actions they take will trigger a cost, whether it's calling the attorney or calling a board meeting. There's going to be a cost incurred. But I would feel more comfortable with any one of you calling a board meeting, because you all each have that right, then making that staff person go to only the chair. That's me. I hope you feel the same and maybe revisit this part of the policies Maybe not tonight. Maybe you adopt this for now. But when you bring it back every so often that you would address this. My question to district staff is, what is the final cost of this document? Last we heard was from legal counsel gave us a number of $9,000 some months ago. Then I've seen warrants since. So I'd like to know what the running total is and remind us all that this is very expensive and that you only have 11 staff members.
Any other public comment?
Chris Victorine, and I'm looking at the 7050, the bookkeeper secretary employment standards.
I'm sorry, can you say the number again so I can follow you?
7050, yeah. And then down on the education, we've gone through several iterations of this, and at one point, I have an old one here that added the supplemented by 30 semester units of college-level coursework. And I questioned that the last time we went through this because actually for, a bookkeeper requires obviously some experience and some education, but 30 semester hours is pretty extensive. A federal auditor only requires 40 semester hours. And in the current one, it actually doesn't even say what kind of units. It just says 30 units, which I think it's important to identify if it's going to be quarter or semester, because it does make a difference. It's 30 semester hours is, 45 quarter hours. So I think that I'm not sure why it was taken out, if there's a reason for it, or if it was just overlooked. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other comment on the policy and procedure manual?
I'm Mary Lucy O'Shannon. I'm sorry I didn't bring mine with me, but I did notice that there wasn't a schedule for regular reviews of the policies and procedures manual, because this time it was kind of gruesome to have an entire board meeting to verbally read each line, chapter by chapter, page by page, section by section, where if you could just build in a review. So it's done and reflective of the current operations at the time. I think it would be cost-saving in the long run. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, seeing none, bring it back. Anybody want to make a motion?
I got a question.
Oh, sure.
I think that's a legit thing that says 30 units, but not saying semester or quarter, and that's significant differences. What is that supposed to say?
Alicia, would you be able to respond? I don't. Okay. Can you microphone? Yeah, sorry.
Good evening. I believe that the intent was to have some coursework in accounting in the 30 units. In other words, 30 units of college-level coursework with some of that in accounting, not the whole thing.
Yes, Director Ray, I would want to correct this and make sure that we distinguish between semester and quarter hours because of the substantial time difference between the two. And we'll want to correct that, and we'll make that modification. I'll check with council and see if it's a change that we need to come back to the board with, but we'll want to clarify that.
Or it's just a matter of going back to the record and finding out what that was.
What was intended, yes.
Yeah, it's not asking for a four-year degree, and so that's probably what a four-year degree would take, all the units.
So with that, I'll make a motion that we accept with directing Mr. Gent to either check the record or clarify and bring it back to us if necessary, but otherwise moving forward as is.
Second. Okay. Can we do a roll call, please?
Director Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Barbara Nichols?
Yes.
Chair Linda Austin?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
That brings us to our District Administrator and Plant Operations Report.
Good evening. Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. Happy to say that the plant's running really well right now, and that's been ongoing. We did receive our 90% plans from Kennedy Jenks on Monday of this week. So we've begun plan review on those. We're still waiting on the hard copies, but we received them electronically. We expect the hard copies tomorrow. The PPM manual obviously was in front of us, so that will be coming off my my programmatic initiatives in my report. Financial initiatives, so we've got our 17-18 audit to complete. Efforts on that will begin next month with Moss Levy Hartzheim. Social media, I continue to populate our Facebook page with content, and so I'll be rolling that out probably at the January 16th meeting. And it's just going to be an announcement of what the link is, where that can be found. Our regional board permits under review, as spoken about earlier by Mr. Snook. We will have a hearing date, January 31st or February 1st. They haven't set which day our item will be on to establish our new waste discharge requirements for the plant. Staff has reviewed that, as you know, and we've responded with comments, so we'll be interested in hearing what the final document looks like. At this point, we don't anticipate any operational changes that will be needed at the plant to meet the new requirements as drafted by the regional board. The one notable item would be modifications to the brine program may be an outcome of the new permit. Myself and the interim chief plant operator went to Santa Cruz on December 10th to tour their facility. They have also a similar treatment process with a trickling filter with solids contact, which is what our redundancy project is building. Kennedy Jenks put us in contact with the operators up there. And so we were able to go up and review their operation, tour the plant for a few hours, see where they had issues, and get a lot of value and bring that back to staff so that as we go forward, we're able to operate the new facility. Moving into the plant operations report, as I said, all of our numbers, no violations during the reportable period, no notable call-outs during the period. The only thing, there was a lift station issue with OCSD, and we had extended operations where they were bringing in pumped waste to the plant to dump, so we had some people on staff after hours to receive that waste. And that concludes my report.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone have any questions?
No, ma'am.
I don't have any questions.
Any public comment on the District Administrator and Plant Operations Report?
Julie Tacker again, and last comment first. The Oceano CSD dumping, does the district bill for the time that your staff has to be there to do to let them in and that? I'm just curious if there's recovery when you have people there on overtime. How does that work? With regard to the regional collaboration and the Central Coast Blue project, I'm curious about a timeline for that environmental impact report. When can we expect to see that? Social media. I look forward to the Facebook page. Perhaps I think you could add a link to the county's tax collector, auditor, controller, treasurer. There's a new program that allows taxpayers to pay annual property taxes in monthly installments. So that should take care of Oceano's hardship. And I encourage the representative from Oceano to take that back to her district to share with the citizenry there so that if there is a hardship, they could break their property tax into monthly installments. With regard to the redundancy project, I'm curious if there will be a peer review and who will do it and at what cost. before you go out to bid, because I think sometimes new eyes on a project can save money. So another engineering firm would oversee or look over the plans as they are. And then Mr. Snook's comments about tertiary versus where the district is today, have we looked at a cost to get to tertiary? What additional equipment? I know we looked at this some time ago, but it seems to me that as the price of redundancy climbs, we need to know what the next installment, so to speak, to make the water quality better, what that's going to cost. And at some point, need to have a conversation about the value added to the site. Does this make sense anymore? Because it's getting very expensive. So those are my comments, and hopefully my questions will be answered.
Is there any other comment?
I still request that that the rate schedule for Oceano and the others still be brought back to this board. My understanding is on the annual tax rolls for the county is that you cannot break out line items. So your school bonds, you couldn't just break out your school bond contributions out of your taxes. You can break your taxes over a 12-month period as a whole. So you can't just pay your sand bill, your sewer bill on your taxes. So it still needs to come before this board is to see why Oceano is separated out from the other partners.
Any other comment? Okay. Seeing none. That brings us to, we have any miscellaneous items?
No miscellaneous items to report.
Okay. Board member communications?
None here.
Yes. Mr. Gent, on the next Sand District meeting, we haven't reorganized yet, so we don't know who all our alternate is. However, the whole city is going to the League of Cities that week, including all the electeds, to my knowledge, on the 16th, on the second meeting of January.
Okay.
So we may have an empty seat here, depending on who the alternate is, but chances are, no matter who the alternate is, they won't be here.
So we'll have to make that. That's the meeting in which we do chair selection and vice chair selection. So we may not be able to complete that task that evening with the chair being vacant. And on that note, it's on a similar subject. And just in the pre-meeting with Gil and Director Austin or Chair Austin, that the one on January 2nd, we will be moving forward with cancellation because of its proximity to the holiday. So we'll meet on the 16th, but I do not believe we'll be able to select a chair or vice chair. We'll have to put that off to the first meeting in February.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, I think the same is true of the
I think Grover's going
Grover
too.
Beach.
Yeah.
Contingent.
Yeah, you have to
go. Yes. So we'll have two, not maybe the meeting on the 16th
right.
We won't be able to even have.
Do we have to cancel the 2nd? I'm available. Can we do the business on the 2nd of January and not cancel it?
I am up until tonight, I was intending on having a January 2nd meeting, so I am available.
I'm available, too.
I am.
I just thought we'd...
We wouldn't be able to make the chair selection by then because I don't think you would even have had your committees
correct.
Seated, and I know Grover's doing that on the 7th.
7th, right.
Yeah, ours is the next day.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so we will meet on the 2nd?
That's
a question.
If there's anything, will we have anything on the agenda to meet on the 2nd? There is?
Just warrants, really.
Warrants,
I mean,
yeah. We should meet on the 2nd if we're not going to have a quorum on the 16th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that forward.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, and then, I just wanted to say on the... On the when a when the a director finishes their service, I'd like to see, like, our past director, Mr. Scholes, and then whatever happens with our next rotation here, receive commendations from the district also. Okay, thank you. And with that, we'll go to closed session. Would you like to introduce closed session?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this evening, the board has two closed session items on your agenda. The first is conference with legal counsel, existing litigation. The title is Wolf versus Dutra. The second matter is conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, initiation of litigation pursuant to the Brown Act. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any public comment on closed session?
Julie Tacker, and I am particularly interested in the second item of initiation of litigation pursuant to paragraph 4 of subdivision D of the Government Code section 54956.9. This, I have no way of knowing, but I am hopeful that your board is considering civil action against John Wallace. And whatever I've asked, I'm repeating myself because I don't know how much you have followed my comments in previous meetings, Ms. Ray, but I would encourage the board again to have a district attorney come and talk to you about his case and read the pleadings. I don't know, I still don't know, if Mr. Gent has provided you with the documentation that the district attorney compiled, but I think that's important for all of you to read. And if I'm wrong, tell me to shut up and go away, if that's not what you're going to go in and talk about. If I'm right and you come to a decision that you're not going to take that avenue, then I need to know that too. Otherwise, I could be here for 10 years telling you to do this. And your ratepayers need to know that that's not the avenue your district's going to take and why. So, again, I would encourage you to pursue this. I think restitution is the least you could ask for. The fact that the redundancy project has more than doubled since Mr. Wallace was on staff here because of his delay and his actions and the delays that have caused the redundancy project to be slowed, that's incalculable. You really, you know, just that cost and the time lost and the water lost and the quality of the water, it's incalculable what's happened to this district because of that man's actions.
Any other public comment on closed session? Okay, seeing none, then we will adjourn to closed session. We go over there.